says hello. We will next rush you here will be that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and he will be serving as your panel lead this morning. So just hold on, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Hold on for a second. Okay, there you go. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Could you please state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Ryan Preston Packer, 228745.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. So you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Whitthouse, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson. Sir, also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay, I can hardly hear you. Okay. Trying to think if I can try to figure out a little better way to hear right now.
All right, is this any better?
A little bit.
Okay, is that volume on the phone there?
Volume on the phone? Okay, yeah, it's up all the way. There we go.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah, okay. There we go.
All right. So, if I'm in the hearing today, you see and sign a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing the form, sir?
It's still kind of hard to understand. I can't understand them at all. It's kind of like, see if it's on speaker. Who would?
I think we need to do what we did last week, and that is to Rittenhouse, if you would share yours with Mr. Johnson, because we tried to get yours fixed. I guess they didn't get around to it last week.
Okay.
Let's see if it's going to work that way. If it does not, then we will.
Is this Carol?
Yes, sir. We're ready for you, Mr. Johnson. Let's see if it's going to work.
So is that any better?
That's yours.
Sir, is that any better?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us now?
No, I can, yeah.
Wait, hold one second. Let's make sure you can hear the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
All right, I'm going to try both. Sir, is that any better?
A little bit.
Is that any better?
It's kind of like a machine or something like that. It's kind of rough.
Okay, how's this?
Yeah, it's a little more clear.
Okay. Okay, so finally in hand today, you see the signing notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
The form that was received in Alhambra?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, okay.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on behalf, as well as hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No.
Sir? Can you hear me?
I guess you said, could you repeat it?
Sir, prior to the hearing today, you received and signed the notification form. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Packard, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning?
Yeah.
Okay. The allegation of the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 945 West Broadway Road, number 2079 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about February 7, 2018, without the bar approval of your assigned parole officer. unknown, thus you were absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, but based on the admission of Mr. Packard, I know the violation was illegal, as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse of due criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Riley. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And agreed, Mr. Quinones.
So we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you and give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On February 5th, 2018, Mr. Packard was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 26, 2018 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 26, 2018 with an adjusted CACD of August 22, 2018, which reflects 78 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2017, marijuana violation 1 year. Prior convictions in 2008, aggravated DUI 4 months, 2008, theft 1 year, 2008, aggravated robbery 3.5 years, 2013, aggravated DUI 2.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release absconder, 57 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release absconder, 41 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate of drugs, alcohol, and threats noted. Other arrest, 2003, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona juvenile detention. 2006, criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, threatening and intimidating, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, threatening and intimidating, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5-B6.
All right, thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, so when you were released on February 5th of 2018, you were approved to reside at 945 West Broadway Road, property number 2079 in Mesa, Arizona. Says that you moved out without the parole officer's approval and you didn't have any other residence. Whose residence was 945 West Broadway, sir?
Yeah, that's true.
Who address? Who lived there?
Who was into that address?
Yes, sir.
The 945 East Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Natasha
Cantone. Was that a relative
or a friend?
A friend of yours? Okay, so why did you leave that residence, sir?
Why?
Yes, sir.
Because my stepbrother, he had passed away 2 days prior to my release, and I was helping to do arrangements for the funeral. And I called her and to see what was going on, and she didn't want to believe that what was going on. She thought I was on drugs again, and I wasn't.
So why did you notify the PO of what was going on?
It's because I was nervous and shaken up about what's going on. I didn't know how to handle it. Really, I was kind of, you know what I mean, it's going through a lot of my mind, which I do regret not getting called him, in contact.
So, sir, you were absconding for 78 days. What were you doing in that period of time?
Well, in that period of time, I was actually doing a remodeling job with my new lady that I have with family, you know, about it. The heat-man crew doing remodeling and a little bit of landscaping outside jobs.
So
I take care of them.
So you were staying with another girlfriend or a new lady as you put it?
Yeah, yeah. She's another friend of mine.
Okay.
And she's positive. Other than, you know, I didn't let her know I had a warrant or anything. You know, but she's positive, and her family's the one that got me the job and all that.
Okay.
So yeah. She's showed me what a piece of life is. I love life. No, beforehand, I didn't really know what life was about except jail.
Okay, so out of those 78 days, so you still would have had the opportunity to contact your parole and let them know you were doing good and not on drugs. You didn't take the drug test that you were supposed to take.
I remember contacting him because I called him. I forgot what date it was, but I remember calling him. And he asked to go to buzz notice because I thought I was going to get locked up. You know, I didn't want to get locked up. I was going through a lot of issues back there at home, so.
Okay.
Apologize for that.
Well, in 2010, you were stranded for 57 days, and in 2014, you were stranded for 41 days, so you were aware that you had contacted PO, that eventually you'd be picked up and placed on the rest. Is that right?
On the other year, on 2000, where?
2010 and 2014.
Yeah, that I was being a knucklehead, and I didn't care about crap.
Okay.
Yeah, just straight knucklehead that way.
But you were aware that if you didn't contact the PO, you would eventually be picked up and arrested and taken back to prison. Is that right?
That what?
You were aware that if you didn't contact the PO, that you would be eventually picked up and taken back to prison.
Yes, then I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Packard. We're coming up on the conclusion of the hearing today, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
I would like to be released and so I can continue on with the job and the new family got going and help take care of my parents.
Okay.
And I do apologize for wasting you guys' time and going through this mess.
Okay, sir. We're about to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line and have a remain silent while the board's in discussion.
Yes, no problem.
Okay. The board's now into discussion. Cardinal Mr. Packer, he had a stepbrother that passed away, and the reason that he was signed was to try to help the family with the funeral arrangement as his stepbrother passed 2 days before he was actually released from prison, said that he had another female that he was staying with, and while he was staying with her, that he was working, he wasn't doing any drugs in that period of time. However, Mr. Packer in 2010 was signed for 57 days. In 2014, he was signed for 41 days. He was well aware of the fact that he needed to stay in contact with his PO. Because of the other two incidents, and this time he was absconded for 78 days until he was picked up by the Department of Corrections Fugitive Detainment. At this time, he is due to be released August 22nd of 2018. I think it would be best for Mr. Packard to go ahead and complete his time at DOC, and when he's released, he won't be on any community supervision, and he won't have to report to parole officer. Hopefully, he could get his life together, be a productive citizen, and not have any more negative contacts or influence with law enforcement again. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, I am then going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Packard, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he was an absconder for 78 days, and we have no idea exactly what he was doing for sure during that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agree. Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Condon, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Mr. Condon, agreed Mr. Neal, agreed Dr. Wright. Mr. Packard? Mr. Packard?
Hello?
Sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 22nd of 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole. I have to report to a parole officer and community supervision. Hopefully, sir, when you're released, you'll have a plan and that you'll be able to get out, be a productive citizen, and not have negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Packard, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing and for your hearing today. That is one of the concludes your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Okay.